When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's go to the fair. County fairs are, in a nutshell, bittersweet weeks filled with victories as well as heartaches. With wins, places, and shows covering the competition geography, every one of them over a lifetime of competitions of my own and those of our sons will go down in our memories as part of a long and glorious annual ritual. Whether a kid on the end of a calf's lead rope or a mother holding the fly spray and water bucket outside the ring, I viewed every event over the years with the intent of capturing the essence and mood, the friends and the fun, and keeping them in my heart and mind forever. That's what transformed the trophies, the ribbons, and the photos into treasured memories. A few years back, I was sorting through pictures for my parents' 50th anniversary and finding a lifetime of 4-H and fair memories. My mom and dad met showing cattle in 1957 at the Missouri State Fair. When mom was a teen, her 4-H club helped raise the money to build the Independence 4-H Youth Center. That same building that my brother and sister and I enjoyed when we enrolled in the organization in elementary school many years later. I viewed pictures of my mom, and I saw my sister and myself staring back from underneath our mama's Western hat. And I caught glimpses of the 4-H emblem that has not changed in decades, embossed on ribbons and trophies that she won. The world's largest youth program has provided countless opportunities to meet and make friends and link generations through common interests and goals. But it takes willing workers to make it possible. I found evidence in more photos. I have shots of a volunteer judge interviewing the Pee Wee exhibitors and a county extension agent acting as ring steward. There was the youth specialist pictured hosting the talent contest, and moms and dads acting as grooms and poop scoopers and judges and leaders and cooks and announcers. Then it got even more personal on my scanning through the pictures. I found one of me in my high school days, posed with a heifer between show arena and cattle barns, just east of the wash rack on the Bates County Fairgrounds. I uncovered a photo of our sons, probably about age 5 and 2, holding calves underneath the tin roof, standing on the same arena dirt where I would have exhibited 20-some-odd years earlier. There's a picture of my husband cooking with the cattlemen and one where he's announcing the winners at the youth livestock auction. You skim forward through year after year of ringside shots and wash rack water fights and stall displays and grand champion tears, and you'll discover a common theme. Those memories are all at a county fair. Photo after photo reveals an incredible truth. Fair Week is not only about exhibiting livestock, cookies, and crafts. It is not about ribbons, trophies, winnings, or losses. The week is not just an interlude to higher competition nor something to do in the dog days of summer. It's not about rate of gain or perfectly forming icing roses. Fair is not crowns, chickens, or even carnivals. The county fair is family, friends, and indelible memories. So get out there, have fun at your county's fair, and make your own memories. Just be sure you take some pictures. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.